新约圣经，请大家看马可福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1. Mark 1:1.
马可福音第一章第一节说：“神的儿子，耶稣基督，福音的起头。”
The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
我们再看路加福音讲什么。
And let's turn to the book of Luke and see what it's talking about there.
也是第一章里面。
And if we turn to the very first chapter,
第一节说提阿非罗大人啊，有好些人提笔作书，述说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人从起初亲眼看见，又传给我们的。这些事我既从起头都详细考察了，就定义要按着次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确实的。第一节到第三节，第四节。
Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things.That have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus.
我们再看约翰福音第一章怎么说的。
And if we turn to the book of book of John.The Gospel according to John, the very first chapter.
第一章第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
我们看第五节说，光照在黑暗里，却不接受光。有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe.
我们再看马太福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, the very first chapter.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
那里说耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
Is it verse 18? This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about.
我们知道每一件事情都要有个起头的。
We know everything have a beginning.
没有一件事情它没有起头的。
There's nothing that just started from nowhere.
所以今天我们就发现一件事情，耶稣基督就是福音的起头。
So we found out one thing, that Jesus Christ is the beginning of gospel.
耶稣基督的降生就是福音的起头。
And the birth of Jesus Christ is the beginning of gospel.
耶稣基督，我们认识他是谁，这就是福音的起头。
And concerning Jesus Christ, concerning what we understand about him, that is the beginning of the gospel to us.
所以当路加要开始提笔作书，要写福音的时候，他从哪里开始呢？
So where does Luke start when he's trying to write a gospel concerning him?
当马可开始要写福音的时候，从哪里开始呢？
So where does Mark start?
约翰要开始是从哪里开始呢？
Now where does John start?
马太从哪里开始呢？
How about Matthew?
我想在这些写福音的人心里面就有一个底稿，他们就思想到要从哪里开始来传讲耶稣的福音。
I think in their heart they are very carefully searching.To have a very set a beginning of the gospel.
结果马太和路加都选择了从耶稣基督降生开始来写这些事情。
And Matthew and Luke, they all choose to use the birth of Christ as the beginning of the gospel.
这就是今天我们所了解的圣诞节。
And this is what we understand about Christmas today.
耶稣基督降生的事要记在下面。
And the things about Jesus' birth is recorded as follow.
为什么马太这样写？
Why does Matthew record it like that?
因为耶稣基督降生不仅是一个历史的事实。
Because it's not just a historical event.
而且这个历史的事实影响到今天你我所做的决定。
And that historical event also influenced you and me today.
对于认真的基督徒来讲，耶稣基督的降生更改变了我们的命运。
For a serious Christian, we all know that Jesus Christ.Has changed us, changed our lives.
因为他的降生，我们能够认识他，接受他做我们的救主。
Because his birth, that today we can receive him to be our personal savior.
因为我们接受他做救主，我们的生命大改变。
Because we receive him as our personal savior, our life changed.
并且我们的生命方向、目的和重点都因着他而有奇妙的改变。
And also because of this, that our whole destiny, our purpose in life has all changed according to him.
我想这些使徒们写圣经的人，他们也是比我们早一点接受耶稣基督的人。
And I believe all those disciples and all those who wrote the Bible, they received the Lord way before us.
他们所选择的材料是一个非常重要的根基，叫我们这些人也能够仿效而跟随。
The material they choose to write down as our Bible is the most important foundation for our faith today.
我再说，他们选择了从耶稣基督降生开始来记载福音。
And they chose to record the birth of Jesus Christ as the beginning of gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们没有看见耶稣降生的事在整个圣经中间的地位的话，我们很容易把它当作一个故事，仅仅熟悉它的内容而忽略过去。
If we really, neglected the importance of his birth, then we probably only will regard this as one of the story.
它在圣经里面是基本的，在新约中间，耶稣基督降生是一切新约的根基。
It is so essential because it's the very foundation of all gospel.
若是没有耶稣基督降生，就没有新约。
Well, if without the birth of Jesus, there will be no New Testament.
今天你我也不会在这里来纪念他的降生，也不会在这边我们说我们是基督徒。
And today, you and me, we will never gather together here, and we will never be able to claim that we are Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督降生的事，对于每一个基督徒来讲，我们必须看见这件事的根基，好叫我们知道怎样跟随。
So we have to really understand that this is the foundation.
那么耶稣基督降生的事，他主要提到什么事情呢？
So what is the main event concerning the birth of Jesus?
我想很多的人都已经熟悉新约里面记载降生的事情。
I believe you're all very familiar with the recording in the New Testament concerning his birth.
刚才在我们唱的诗歌里面，尤其以赛亚第九章也讲到那个预言，坐在黑暗死荫里的百姓，要发现有大光照着他们。
And as we heard, it was saying earlier that it was recorded in the book of Isaiah that when the people are in darkness, they were.
And people walk in darkness.
Walking in darkness.
Yes, have seen a great light.
Have seen a great light.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这一段话说明什么？
Now, what does this mean?
说明在新约和旧约的关系。
And this really.Make it very clear the relationship between the New Testament and the Old Testament.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我要在这里提醒，耶稣基督的降生头一个重要性，它的意义是什么？
So I want to tell you that this is the very first point I want to bring out concerning the importance of his birth.
耶稣基督的降生使旧约和新约成为一体。
Because of the birth of Christ, it joined the New Testament and Old Testament.
旧约和新约不能再分开。
New and Old Testament will never separate.
旧约所预言的事情在新约里面应验，是应验在耶稣基督身上。
All the prophecies were fulfilled in the New Testament upon this person Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，因为这样，所以我们更看见神是在永世的计划里面从来没有休息过，为要叫事情能够成就。
So we can see that God.In this eternity, has never really rested until he accomplished accomplished the salvation for humankind.
换句话说，他在他的心意中间那个盼望，就是要差遣他的儿子降世为人这件事情。
In other words, that the fact that he wanted to send his only son to come down to this earth to save us.
从旧约远在创世之前，神所预备、所计划的事情。
That was way planned way before before the creation.
到了耶稣基督降生的时候，就得到应验，得到了满足。
Until when Jesus Christ was born, all the prophecies become fulfilled.
所以弟兄姊妹，换句话说，不是一件偶发的事情。耶稣基督降生不是偶发的事情。
In other words, this is just not a
an accidental
event.
有些人他觉得他降生下来，他生下来是偶发的。
And some people will say, "Oh, this is just one of the unplanned events."
His 降生，他自己的降生。
Some people will think, "My own birth is but an accident."
是不是啊？我们自己降生，有时候是不是觉得我没有计划要来到地上啊？
A lot of times we say, "Well, I really didn't plan on on coming to this earth.
但是耶稣基督的降生却是在神永世中间计划的一部分。
But the birth of Jesus Christ is planned way ahead and was in the very center of God's will.
如果大家能够同意这一件事情的话呢，那么我们就要再回去思想，到底耶稣为什么神要叫他降生、降卑、降世为人在地上。
If we all agree on this point, then let's find out why this Jesus Christ has to be sent down and been born.
我想第二点，大纲里面第二点是什么？
Now the second point I want to bring out.
第一点是说，耶稣基督降生使新旧约连成一体。
The first is that the birth of Jesus Christ will harmonize the Old and New Testament.
所以我们看见神的计划和神的旨意。
So we can see that this is His plan and this is His will.
第二件事情最要紧的，更要紧的，为什么耶稣需要道成肉身来到地上
？Even more important, why does Jesus Christ has to become flesh?
道成肉身是约翰福音所讲的话。
The word become flesh is written in the gospel according to John.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
It is a very, very important concept.
因为神原来是人不能认识、人不能接近、人不能看见的。
Because God is someone that we can never understand, we can never see, and we can never get close to.
前一阵子我们一直在讲约翰福音，约翰福音最重要的思想就是耶稣基督道成了肉身。
You see, we've been preaching in the book of John for the past month and the past year, and the central theme is that Jesus is Christ.
因为道成肉身乃是说到这位超然的神能够成为人的样子来到人中间。
Because when he become flesh, and so we know that God can supernaturally then become a man can then so that he can dwell among us.
使神的事情实化了。
And then it materialize what's belong to the Lord.
我们原来摸不着，原来看不见的。
Before we cannot touch, we cannot see.
耶稣基督来到地上，我们看见他就是神的儿子。
And when Jesus Christ come down to this earth, then we can see this is the Son of God.
所以约翰福音第一章十四节说，从来没有人见过神，唯有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So that is recorded that nobody has ever seen God, but the Son who is in the bosom of the Father has manifested God.
他说，律法是由摩西传的。
They said the law came from Moses.
但是恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
But grace and truth come from Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲这个事情，大家要想一想一个，我用一个简单的例子来讲。
So let me give you a very simple example.
你知道我们跟小孩子常常也谈一点福音的事情。
You know, a lot of times we talk to the children.
尤其是这里教过主日学的老师都知道这样的事情。
Especially all those Sunday school teachers to the children, they all know.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道，当你和小孩子来往时，你发现一件事情。
You see, when you're in contact with the kids, you find out something.
当你讲到神的时候，他们的思想里面，他们脑筋里面想到的是耶稣。
When you're talking about God.In their mind, they were really thinking about Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里告诉我们神没有形象，对不对？
In the Bible, it tells us that there's God does have no image, have no form.
所以他不许我们来敬拜偶像，对不对？
So that he gave us a commandment that we shall not worship idol.
但是我们总是脑子里面有一个观念，那个观念在我们小的时候，小孩子所听见的福音之后，他就把耶稣的形象就很自然的认同在神的形象上面。
But somehow, maybe from all the impressions or the lessons we heard since childhood, we can more or less mold the form of God into Jesus the man.
弟兄姊妹，是不是这样？你们教过主日学是不是有这样的观念？
Now, do you think that was like that?
事实上，我也问问看这些少年人，你们从主日学长大的，是不是当你们想到神的时候，想到的耶稣形象？
And I want to ask especially the young people
是不是?
That you grow up is it that whenever you're talking about God, you're thinking about Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，你看见神知道我们的软弱。
So you see, God really knows our weaknesses.
所以他差遣耶稣基督道成肉身，成为人的样式，成为人的形象。
So he sent down Jesus Christ as a man.
我们圣诞诗歌里面有些非常可爱的诗歌，这是唱给小孩子听的，叫做《耶稣基督降生在马槽里》，马槽歌，对不对？
You see, we have the this lovely, lovely Christmas carols, singing about that Jesus was born in this manger.
所以那首诗歌的歌词你也晓得，是非常简单、非常口语化、非常给小孩子们听的。
Anyway, we know that song is so simple, so colloquial, and that everybody can understand.
但是我们这些大人成人听起来也不觉得太浅太低太浅太俗哈。
But when we as grown up heard about it, we really don't think it was too simple and too easy.
所以我说耶稣基督降生的意义第二点是他是属灵的事情是神的事情实在实化在我们里面。
So the second important thing I want to bring out is that because of the birth of JesusGod revealed his the thing about God so practical and so make it materialize in us.
我想我讲三点就可以结束了。
So I want to bring out the third point, and I can finish.
第三点是什么？
Now what's the third point?
耶稣基督的降生使我们这些人的生命有了真实的意义和价值。
Now the birth of Jesus Christ really give us our lives the true meaning.
怎么讲呢？
Now, what does that mean?
我们生下来，我们刚才说，我们每个人生下来都没有目的，都是偶尔机遇之下，我们不知道为什么生下来。
This is our birth is seems that it's just a matter of chance, and there's no purpose.
很多人告诉我
，A lot of people told me,
人生真是不知道为什么。
And I really don't know why I was born into this earth.
四五十岁的人跟我讲这样话，不稀奇。
And if you are about 40 or 50, it's not so strange.
但是有些时候我遇见的是十几二十岁的孩子跟我讲，
请
告诉我人生为什么要活着。
A lot of times, that question came from teenagers, come from very young people, and they asked me, why do I have to live?
换句话说，许多人心里虚空，不是因为年纪的关系。
So a lot of people have this empty feeling, it's not because they grow old.
也不是因为他不耐活得不耐烦。
And it's not because he doesn't want to live anymore.
而是真正的，你如果认真地对待自己，你不知道生活的目的和意义是什么。
But then if you really want to be true to yourself, then sometimes we just don't know why do we have to live on like this.
在这里我们有各种行业的人。
Here we have all professions and all walks of life.
从社会学、人类学的观点来看，没有一个行业是可缺少的。
From theological, from sociological or
anthropological
view that we do need all different professions.
所以我的意思是说，职业也好，工作也好，没有贵贱这些分别，每个人都是有价值的。
So you see, whatever you're doing, it really doesn't matter. There's no high or low jobs.
但是我真正的问问你。
But let me ask you.
你在你的工作中间，你靠什么喜乐
？Now in your own work.
你在你的生命中间为了什么目的
？How could you find true joy in what you're doing?
你就会发现，在你里面有一个极大的需要。
Then you'll find out that there's a great need in yourself.
当你真正问自己你为什么而活的时候
，When you really ask yourself why do you live?
我怕很多人会觉得非常的痛苦。
I'm afraid a lot of us will be in sorrow.
因为不仅生命本身是痛苦，而且生命的虚空给我们带来痛苦中的痛苦。
Because not only life itself is painful, the vanity, the emptiness of life will bring us even greater sorrow.
昨天我们才参加一个丧礼。
Yesterday we went to a funeral.
这是一个非常难为的事情。
And it's a very sad occasion.
前姊妹的哥哥过世了。
And our sister Vicky Chen's brother passed away.
我们心里为难的事情是因为不知道他到底有没有接受主的救恩。
The thing that we really worried about is that we have no idea whether he received the Lord or not.
因为主耶稣来到地上的目的是要把永生给我们。
Because the purpose of Jesus Christ to come down to this earth is so that he can give us eternal life.
更确定的说，他把生命给我们。
To be more specific, he gave us life.
这个生命有永远的价值。
And that life has eternal purpose.
这个生命是永恒性的 in eternity.
And that life is in eternity.
今天我们的生命不是永恒。
Today, the life we have is not in eternity.
一直到耶稣来到地上，他为我们成全救恩。
Until when Jesus Christ come down to this earth and he accomplished this work of salvation.
我们才知道我们为什么而活。
Then Only then we understand why we are alive and living.
当我们接受耶稣基督之后，我们心里有一个大的满足。
Because after we receive Jesus Christ, there's a great satisfaction in us.
他不仅赦免我们的罪，
not only he forgives our sins,
洗净我们一切的不义，
he washes off all our iniquities,
并且他给我们大的满足和喜乐。
He gave us this great joy and satisfaction.
而这个满足和喜乐也带给我们生命的价值。
And this joy and satisfaction really brings bring us this true value of our life.
简单的说，因为认识他的缘故。
And to make it real simple, is that because we know Him.
我们里面生命有了满足。
And our life becomes satisfied, was become fulfilled.
很多的弟兄姊妹们能够做见证。
And a lot of brothers and sisters can bear witness with
我们信主，我们里面有主的生命。
Now, when we receive the Lord in us, there's a life.
任何的工作环境里面，我们靠主常常喜乐。
And no matter where we are, we can have joy in the Lord.
我们就是在患难中间也是欢欢喜喜的。
Even in suffering.
为什么？
Why?
因为里面的生命给我们力量。
Because this life inside gives us strength.
一个真正信主的人，在他的工作上面，在他的生活中间，在他的家庭里面，无论在什么环境里面，都是有见证的。
A true Christian will have a good testimony, no matter where he is, whether it's in the family life, in his work, or wherever he is.
他常常表现在喜乐上面。
And the one thing that he can really show forth is his joy.
表现在对于工作的热忱上面。
And in the zealous in doing everything.
表示对于他同僚的这个尊重上面。
And about respect to his colleague.
也在他自己工作上面，他有信心，知道神把他安排在这里。
And also he's filled with confidence in his work.
因此他跟神的关系是正常的。
So he has a very normal relationship with God.
跟人的关系也正常的。
And a normal relationship with man.
对每一件事情都是正常的。
So he has a normal relationship with everything.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督降生，他成了人标准的榜样。
You see, when Jesus Christ come down to earth, he become the most
perfect man.
刚
才我们播饼时唱的诗歌叫我们像他。
Now, and when we were during the breaking of bread, we sing this song, to be more like Jesus.
怎么会像他？
Now, how can we be more like Jesus?
他必须把他自己生命献给我们。
First, he had to give us his own life.
耶稣基督为什么会活出这样完整的生命？
How can Jesus Christ live out this perfect life?
因为他是道成肉身，神的生命在他的里面。
Because he is the Word become flesh, and the life of God is in him.
今天我们怎么能活出像耶稣的生命？
And today, how can we live out a life which is like Jesus?
必须让耶稣先活在我们里面。
We have to let Jesus to live in us first.
这就是我们每个人需要祷告，接受他做我们的救主的原因。
That is why every one of us have to pray and receive him to be our Savior.
当我们有他的时候，
When we have him inside,
他把我们的一切痛苦改变。
And he can change all our sorrow.
他使我的心欢乐。
And he can make my heart rejoice.
叫我的口能发出赞美的诗歌。
And so that my mouth will sing out praises.
叫苦水变成甜水。
And so that the bitterness will become sweet.
当我们庆祝耶稣基督降生的时候，
When we celebrate his birth,
我希望弟兄姊妹们记得这三件事情。
I wish you would remember these three things.
第一个是什么？
The first,
神的计划。
And his birth is in God's planning.
第二是耶稣的救恩。
Second, that Jesus saves.
第三是我们生活的生命的改变。
And thirdly is that our life will be changed.
我的信息就停在这里，我看他们准备的差不多了。
And I will stop here.
第一首这个史任平先生要演奏的曲子就是因他活着。
And the very first one is because he lives.
因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
大家小本诗歌里面有这个歌词可以看，因他活着 ，because he lives.
In our new song, little booklet, we have that song, because he lives.
因他活着
，because he lives.
我们大有盼望。
We can face tomorrow and we have great hope.
好，我们有一点祷告，我请弟兄姊妹一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们把敬拜赞美归给你。
Lord, we give you thanks, we give you worship.
今天早晨，我们求你使我们明白听见你的救恩。
This morning, make us clearly understand what is salvation.
在座若是还有人没有相信耶稣的。
Among us, if there should be anyone who have not received Christ yet.
或者我说在座有人要正要信耶稣的。
Or I should say that those of us who are planning, who are ready to receive Jesus.
我求你的圣灵对他说话。
I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to them.
呼召他。
to call them.
叫他们明白怎样来相信你。
So that they will understand how to receive you.
因为人心里相信，口里承认就可以得救。
Because those who believe in his heart and confess with his mouth shall be saved.
主啊，求你现在就在他们心里做工。
Lord, please work in them right now.
让他们口能够承认你的名。
So that their mouths will confess your name.
因为人心里相信，口里承认就必定得救。
Because we all know that when we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouths that we shall be saved.
主啊，当这些日子我们纪念你降生的时候。
So in these days when we celebrate your birth.
求你今天也再一次生在我们的心里。
We pray that you will give birth in us one more time.
让我们里面也得着耶稣的生命。
So that we will receive this life of Jesus.
我们在座哪一位愿意和我一起祷告的，请你这样跟着我祷告。
Those of you who want to, who are willing to and wanted to pray with me, please follow the way I pray.
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
我感谢你，我赞美你。
I praise you and I thank you.
我感谢你，因为你曾经道成肉身来到地上。
I thank you because you become a flesh, you become a man upon this earth.
让我们知道你是神的儿子。
So that we know you are the Son of God.
你为着神的旨意成全了救恩。
Now, because of God's will, that you come here to fulfill and accomplish the work of salvation.
求你今天叫救恩成就在我的身上。
I pray today the salvation will be upon me.
我愿意打开我的心。
I'm willing to open my heart.
我承认我的罪。
I want to confess my sins.
求你赦免。
And I want to ask for your forgiveness.
求你住在我的心里。
I want to pray that you will live in me.
求你接受我。
And live in my heart and accept me.
因为我已经接受你。
Because I accepted you.
从此以后你在我的里面。
From this point on, that you are in me.
让我活出你的形象。
So that I can live out the image of you.
常常带领我。
Lead me often.
常常教导我。
And teach me often.
让我常常喜乐。
So that I will always rejoice.
让我为你做见证。
So that I'll bear witness for you.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
听我的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.